section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
You're All right, folks, welcome back to It Burns When I Pee, episode 121. And we have with us a very special returning guest, and we're always proud when they actually return to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. But we have with us a Miss Chelsea McBee. How are you, dear?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It was so funny when I saw the new album came out and I asked you if you wanted to be on the show. I thought for sure you'd say no. It was detrimental to my career the first time.
Oh, I didn't notice any specific detriment, so I'll give it another go.
we'll work on it with this one. No. Well, last time we talked, your first appearance was on episode 29, entitled The Pee and the McBee, and that's where you coined the phrase South Mouth, and which we have used we have used as our tag, you know, musical South Mouth for a long time. What did you do with the thousands of dollars that we sent you for the copyrights to that phrase?
Well, I spent the first couple thousand hiring someone to teach me not to blush terribly every time I said the phrase. And then I invested the rest in lottery tickets here at home, and I lost it all.
Exactly. The West Virginia lottery did not do you well.
No. You can't win if you don't play, they tell me.
Yes. Somebody's got to win. It might as well be you.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would. And then the last time when you were on, we discussed that you had a career in catching babies that were coming out of women's hoo-has. Are you still doing that? Or?
Some people like to call that job doula. That's the actual name for that.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done much of that just because it's much easier to schedule shows than it is to schedule when babies decide to make their appearance. So I've done one here and there, but most of my focus has been on music now.
Is it kind of like riding a bike? You just kind of, you know what to do? Just, it's been a while, but you just...
Oh, yeah.
The positioning and everything?
Yeah. Jump right back on.
It's all in your position, right?
That's what I hear.
Well, we could sit here and talk goofy all night, but there's a real reason we're having you on, and it's because of the new album, The Whiskey Album, that you just released last month.
That's right.
And you used Kickstarter to get this album done. Was this your first time using Kickstarter to help you release an album?
It was. It was my first Kickstarter experience.
And did you find it easy to use?
I did. It was pretty user-friendly. The website is easily set up. All of the really difficult things where they have to link your bank account to their bank account, to Amazon and probably PayPal and the White House. I don't know. But once all of that stuff was taken care of, they do all the really hard work. It's just a matter of waiting on your end. And once that all is taken care of, it's pretty smooth sailing.
All right. Do you think that this online kind of like fundraising sites is changing independent music for the good?
I do. I do. It's. I think it really opens a lot of doors for an independent artist. With my very first album, everything came out of my pocket, which meant that I had to spend some extra time saving up that money. And while I was still saving it up from playing shows, essentially my fans were raising the funds for me, it just took much more time.
Sure.
This way, with the Kickstarter, we gave ourselves only a 30-day window. So while it was work to promote that and make sure that our fans knew that that was going on and, convince them that we were working on a good project that they would want to back, it's still, the turnaround time.
Sure.
Then we could focus on being in the studio and figuring out what we wanted the album to be. So I think it gives a lot of opportunity to independent artists.
Awesome. And I've seen a lot of bands use it successfully. I haven't really heard any, horror stories from it, but it's definitely gives independent artists another avenue to take. And like you said, it just makes the turnaround time a lot quicker that you can, put something together.
sure. It's also really rewarding to see at the end of that 30 days that we do have enough people that are supporting us and supporting independent music that we could raise the $3,500 that we needed to finish the album, which in the grand scheme of things and in the grand scheme of the music business is not a lot of money to raise for just one album. But it, you know, that's a huge amount of money for, you know, a single person to put out of their pocket.
Sure,
so
definitely.
It felt good to have the support of that those people.
Awesome. So the album is inspired by the one and only whiskey. What is your favorite kind of whiskey?
Yes. I love a good rye whiskey. And my favorite, it's actually a recent favorite of mine, but it's distilled down in Purcellville, Virginia. And it's called Catoctin Creek Distillery. And okay. They have a round stone rye that is, I'm actually drinking some right now. It's really delicious.
to help me get through talking to Blake for 15 minutes, I need whiskey, which is not unlike, it is not unlike many women in my lifetime.
Oh, it's just what happens around 9 p.m. on any given night.
Don't
take it personally.
So what's the funniest thing that whiskey has led you to do?
The funniest thing, I think the trickiest thing about whiskey is that it makes you believe things that aren't necessarily true. I spent an entire evening after a show with the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, and then realized the next morning that it was actually just the bartender. So thanks to whiskey for that one.
Wow. You're waiting for the key to the city? You're waiting for the key to the city.
I certainly was.
And we continue to wait for that.
Yeah.
So do you...
It was fun. It was a good conversation.
It's always a good time. So do you want to admit the worst thing that whiskey has caused you to do?
Probably the worst thing is... especially the thing that I would admit is just sending embarrassing drunk texts. That's thanks to technology and my smartphone. That's easy to do.
All right. So when my phone starts blowing up tonight, I'll be like, well, it's just
it's the whiskey.
It's the whiskey. She's not confessing her true love for me. It's just straight whiskey. So tell us a little bit about your band, The Random Assortment.
Well, it's myself on banjo and singing, of course. I have a great mandolin player named Ben Whitman, and I actually met him through his younger sister. I went to college with her, and we were roommates my senior year. And so he would come up and party with us, and then a couple years ago, I ran into him at a music festival, and he played mandolin then, and I played banjo. And so we said, let's get together and make a band. And so we did. And then Jeremy Rogers plays upright bass for us. And Ben had met Jeremy at an open mic down in Virginia and said, hey, I know this girl that plays banjo. She needs an upright bassist. Do you want to come along? And then my mom and sister actually join us for harmonies whenever they can.
Awesome.
And they sing harmonies on the album as well.
Awesome. So, excuse me, you know, as you said, you know, the whiskey was, you know, the kind of the inspiration to the album, but what kind of writing process do you have personally? Do you sit down and write intentionally, or do you jot stuff down? What's the process that you go through?
It's been changing a lot since I first started. When I first started, I could kind of sit down with my banjo and just play around with it and come up with a melody, and then the words would just kind of come fairly easily. Certainly whiskey is involved in the process. But more recently I've been, if I sit down to write a song, it doesn't work that way at all. But some lyrics will come to me while I'm driving, or just the other night I had a couple ideas for a song about moonshine while I was walking the dog. So hopefully that'll turn into something cool. But I've just been jotting down these different lines to songs and picking out some melodies on the banjo and waiting for them all to come together.
Awesome. The first song we played tonight before the interview was The Devil Himself, which is off the new album. Tell us a little bit about that song.
When I sat down to write that one, it was because a friend of mine, a recording engineer, was working on a compilation album. He kind of wanted to just get some unreleased music from musicians to promote his recording studio. And so I had procrastinated long enough that it was the day before I was supposed to go in and record this song. And so I finally drank enough whiskey and sat down. And as soon as I started playing those chords, the kind of bluesy chords, and that one, the story and the words just came right to me. And as I was developing the song then, I realized that it was a perfect opportunity for my mandolin and bass player to have some solo time. We had just started playing together, and they both are phenomenal musicians. And it was really cool to be able to say, here, I got this new song, and you need to, you know, here's a chance for you to have a whole great solo.
Sure.
Fill in this spot.
Awesome. Well, the second song we played, of course, is one of my favorites that you do, and it's Audrey Pearl. And I was totally flabbergasted, totally, like, in awe. We finally met after, like, 5 or 6 years of talking to each other. We finally met at Christie Fest this year in Shippensburg.
Yeah.
And I was super honored that you played that song for me, and I appreciate that. What, you know,
absolutely.
Besides meeting me at Christie Fest, what were some of the highlights for you for the experience?
Well, hands down, getting to meet you face to face is the biggest highlight. Let's not joke around about that.
Right, right.
There's another musician that I travel with sometimes, this kid from Martinsburg, West Virginia, named Christian Lopez. And he's a great musician in his own right, and we've started doing some duo work together. And I had brought him with me to Christie Fest, actually. And we walked in, and it was Buzzard Wagon that was playing their rock and roll set. And we stood in the doorway for a little while, kind of taking it all in. And but really just getting to hear such good music in such an intimate space. I mean, that's the best festival that I've been to. And I think it's because of that, because it was like, oh, it's just us and these really great bands performing right in front of us.
And everybody is very friendly, and it's kind of like a big family reunion. And there were couches. I loved it. There was a couch. There was 12,000
couches.
And you don't get to go see festival music or concerts where you can just kind of lounge out and just, you know, soak it all in.
Yeah, absolutely not. I know that the couches were definitely Christian's favorite part.
And Christian was amazing. He played a couple of his own songs, and I really enjoyed him as well.
Yeah, he's a good talent. I've had fun working with him.
So you're very deep-seated in a bluegrass background. Is that what you listened to as you were growing up? And what are some other types of music that you're interested in?
I actually didn't grow up listening to a lot of bluegrass. I mostly listened to just whatever my parents had on the radio. So I listened to a lot of Billy Joel and, who else? Like Trick Pony and stuff like that. And then once I realized that I could have my own radio and I could listen to whatever I want, I started to get into like old classic country and then 90s country too. I was really, really into a lot of that, like just some good Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson stuff. But I listened to a lot of the blues and love some classic rock. I like to listen to classical music when I'm stuck in traffic.
Does it keep you calm?
It does. Otherwise I would have pretty serious road rage, I bet.
So now Chelsea McBee has road rage. We know who not to let drive on during the tour van.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but the classical music keeps me cool.
There you go. What do you listen to when you're catching babies?
Oh, that's usually the mom's choice.
Whatever
she needs to listen to.
Yeah, I don't think it should be that way. You're the important person. You're catching the baby. It should be what you want to listen to. Next time, try to put on an episode of A Burns on IP and see how that goes.
I'll see how it goes.
Right.
I can only imagine.
So
I need to blast some Guns N' Roses in the delivery room and see what happens.
There you go. So how do you measure success as an artist?
Personally or just in general?
Personally.
If I can get to the point where I'm able to pay all of my bills and I'm still having as much fun as I am right now, I would say that that's success. I don't need to have a huge mansion or, you know, people to drive me places necessarily. I would just like to play a lot of shows and meet a lot of cool people and make enough money to comfortably pay my bills and not worry about where the gas money is coming from to get to the next show.
Right. Awesome. So do you have any, do you have any tattoos?
I do have some tattoos.
Do you? And if I may ask without being inappropriate, where are these tattoos?
Well, I have several. Do you want the whole list?
Yes, I got paper and pen. I'm going to put a diagram for the show art.
Well, the very first one that I got was on the day that I turned 18, and it's on one of my ears, like right where an earring would go. I have one in the middle of my back. I have one on my forearm, one on the inside of my upper arm, and one on my ribs.
Wow. I didn't expect that. No. So, see, you learned something. What? Now, everybody that listens to Chelsea McBee music can be like, I know we're on a personal level. She listens to classical music when she's in the car, and she has numerous tattoos.
Yeah.
I asked the questions people want to know, Chelsea.
Yeah, well, it's going to make them sound really cool to all of their friends,
right,
for sure.
I'm like the Donahue of roots music.
Yes.
That was a polite way of agreeing with me. I appreciate that. So the most important thing is, where do folks go to? Before that, touring. Let's talk about some touring. What do you have planned for 2014?
Yeah. Well, we've got a bunch of stuff. Well, I guess we have a bunch of ideas, and we have a bunch of hopes so far, but it is only January right now. But I'd like to do much more traveling this year now that we have the new album to push. I'm going to be going out to the West Coast in May of this year in the Portland area and then down to Oakland, California, San Francisco, that area. So if there's anybody out there in Burns and IP land that has connections out that way, independent artists would love to know about it.
Awesome. And where can they email you or get a hold of you?
The contact email is on my website, which is chelseamcbee.com.
And we'll put up a link to that as well. So where do folks go to get a copy of the brand new album inspired by whiskey?
Well,
it's called The Whiskey Album.
Yeah. As of right now, while we're speaking, it's not yet available online. You know, all the different online download sites have to talk to each other. But maybe by the time this airs, it's available on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby. As soon as those outlets are available, there will be a link on chelseamcbee.com just on the front page there. So if you check back there regularly. I also do a weekly blog just talking about what we're doing with the CD and with music in general. And I think the last post was about all of our favorite Christmas time crafts that we got excited about. So you can always subscribe to the blog to get the latest information.
Awesome. So we'll put a link up to chelseamcbee.com. Make sure you subscribe to the RSS feed of the blog. And go out and get yourself a copy of The Whiskey Album by Chelsea McBee and the Random Assortments. Chelsea, thank you, as always, for being on the show and providing us with the best in musical South Mouth.
Oh, anything for you, Blake.
Shh, don't say that. All righty, dear. Thanks again. And we're going to go ahead and, if you play one more song from the new album, Try Again.
So it starts with a glance, and you think you stand a chance, and then you make your move. I must warn you before we begin, I don't know if I'll ever let you in. I want you to try, want you to try, try and break the shell I'm in. I want you to try, want you to try, try again. So your heart is beating faster, told you I'm disaster, never known love before. So remember in the morning I gave you this warning, just in case your heart is sore. Want you to try, want you to try, try once more. Want you to try, want you to try, try for sure. Starts with a kiss and it ends like this, and then which one's to blame? And I won't forget it, don't ever regret it, I'm only sorry for your pain. I want you to try, want you to try, try. Want you to try, want you to try, try again. Want you to try, want you to try, try again.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.